strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 21st. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and today I am here to talk to you about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. It's Easter. Easter Sunday. We're here talking about Big Brother on Easter. It is going to be my final update on the road, so don't worry about it. Everything will be back to your regularly scheduled programming for the updates and everything by tomorrow. In fact, tonight we will be live after the episode, and I will be back home to do that. So we're gonna have some fun. It'll be good, and also probably have a guest tomorrow. Probably still, you know. Updaters need to recover from travel, but we'll probably have somebody on tomorrow, and back to the regularly scheduled stuff. But for now, I am here to talk to you about everything that happened yesterday on these feeds, these Big Brother Canada 7 feeds. It was day 50 in the house, day 50, and oh boy. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about what happened here. We had a lot of shifting. We had the veto competition happened, and we had, you know, some talk. I think the end game plans are starting to finally come together. So, you know, that's very much what we're going to be talking about here, moving forward. So we started the day here, day 50, and Mark and Anthony were talking. Mark wants to get closer to Kira today so that he can try to secure their vote in the event that he goes on the block. He wants to do this by saying that in order to protect Adam, I need to stay here because Damien and Esty are going after Adam. And so they can work together to protect Adam moving forward. And then hopefully if Mark goes up on the block, that Kira will vote to keep him, and no funny business will be happening. So they talk about that. They also talk about, you know, there are other options as well. If the veto is won by the wrong person, namely not Mark, that maybe they can talk Dane into going up on the block instead. That might make more sense for Dane. He gets to keep Esty's jury vote if he doesn't have to vote against her. So that is discussed as well. And you know, they also talk about, like, hey, Dane does go up on the block, you know, we would have the votes to take him. Just saying, we would have the votes to take him out. I don't know about that. But no, it's not, we wouldn't really do that, but we could. Just saying. So it's being talked about. Dane is going to have a conversation with Anthony. They both agree they don't want to win the veto. Dane definitely does not want to win. Because he would have to use it on Esty or Damien, and then whichever one he uses it on, the other one's going to be upset, and so on and so forth. And then, you know, then Adam would be annoyed because Adam doesn't want him to win. So Dane is going to throw this veto competition. Dane is going to throw it, as is Anthony. If he's playing, he's not playing. Adam and Kira are going to have a conversation as well. Adam is on board with this whole idea of getting Kira closer to Mark so that it makes his job easier if Kira wants to keep Mark in the house, because that's his end goal as well. And so he tells Kira that they should be working on Mark and trying to get closer to him in the event that he stays this week. And Kira's like, okay, that's good. I'm okay with that. They're also talking about like secrets. And, you know, he's like, I can't wait for people to watch this season back. And they're like, why, Adam? Now, are there things that I should know about? And he's like, what? No. What secrets do you think there are? And they're like, I mean, you, Dane, Anthony, all working together. Ring any bells? He's like, what? Nah, that's not true. Remember when we fought last week? Remember that storyline? He's like, his initial reaction was actually really funny, because Kira was like, I think you, Anthony, and Dane are working together. And he was like, that's exactly what Esty said. Why would he know what Esty said about that unless Dane told him? All right. So that's what's that happened between them. Adam, Mark, and Kira are going to get together and have this conversation that they are building up to. They talk about potentially working together. Mark says Damon and Esty were wanting Adam out last week. So if Adam keeps both of them in the house, that's two people that are still coming after Adam. It makes more sense to keep him around. And Kira's actually kind of on board with this. They are starting to be like, you know what? Maybe this makes sense. Maybe we should keep Mark in the house. He is somebody that can win and keep Adam safe potentially. So Adam seems on board as well. So Kira is starting to, you know, get on board with this plan and also willing now to try and win the veto to keep Mark off the block. So that's happening here before the veto competition. Then the veto players are picked. Anthony, as I said, is not going to be playing. So he's the only one not playing, along with Adam, of course, who is the HOH. And everyone else will be playing. Dane, Kira, Esty, Damien, and Mark. So for the rest of the day, like before the veto competition, not much is happening. Just lots of messing around, hanging out. Usual nonsense kind of stuff. Esty gave the guys like long hair with her hair, like she draped her hair over the other guy's hair. I don't know if that's interesting to anyone. It wasn't very interesting to me, but you know, it happened. Adam created a crime fighting Angelica tinfoil figure, brought her to the archive room so that she could go over some cases. Yep. Adam's just like a very large child sometimes. There's lots of weird stuff like that. Then they play the veto. The veto is the important thing. So they play in the veto. Now, important to remember here, Dane is throwing the veto competition. Kira's trying to win it. Esty's trying to win it. Mark's trying to win it. Damien's trying to win it. So four people are trying to win. Dane is not. But those four people... of those four people, Mark is the only one who's won anything. He won one competition. And yes, it was apparently some kind of other puzzle in it. So Mark, Damien, Esty, and Kira are fighting for this veto. And Damien is going to win his first competition. He's going to win this veto. He says, ha! Puzzles won, Damien won. They're tied. Damien has won his first competition. And, you know, if you're excited about this, you should be to some extent. But again, as I pointed out, also kind of remember that that he's not competing against Dane. Dane is throwing this competition and he's not competing against Adam because Adam was not playing in this competition. So... Not saying a whole lot. I think this had some athletic ability involved here. And, you know, with Dane and Adam out of the way, like, Damien better win that. So he does. He wins it. Damien is going to be safe for the week. And now the target is firmly planted on Esty. And so the question now becomes, what is the best method of taking Esty out of the house? And so Adam, Dane, Anthony, and Mark get together in the HOH room and have a pretty boy meeting where they're all pretty. Mark says, hey guys, okay, hold on. I have a suggestion. Dane, you're not going to like my suggestion, but hear me out. Let me just explain the situation. I think I shouldn't go up on the block. I think you should go up on the block, Dane. because then you don't have to vote Esty out, right? You're sitting up on the block next to Esty. Adam got to vote to keep Corian and he or Salmon, and he has Sam's vote. Anthony got to keep Corian. Anthony has Corey's vote. You shouldn't have to vote Esty out. The problem is, if I'm up on the block, it's very risky for you to not vote to keep me. And so if it's better if you're on the block next to Esty, you don't have to vote at all. And she can't blame you at all when she goes home. And Dane is like, I mean, okay, I'm willing. I'm hearing you out. he says, I think I could get Damien's vote. I think that like that could work theoretically. Dane always very quick to like volunteer himself, and then it, like in group conversations and then in individual conversations, explain why it doesn't make sense. So that's kind of what he's doing here. And Mark also says it would throw the house into chaos. Nobody would know what's going on. And Adam is like, right. I don't really get that, because what the whole story, right? The storyline is me against you, Mark. Putting Dane up doesn't make sense. Nobody would understand. And Mark is like, well, you know, we can make a new storyline. Adam's like, that's what I said to you last week when you were talking about putting me on the block, Mark. Anthony likes it though. Anthony says, hey, I think it could work. I think we could make this work. We'd have to be like, like Academy Award winning actors. But we can make it happen. We can make this storyline happen. And Dane says, you know, it could also work to have Mark on the block though. As long as, I can still vote to keep Esty. It'll be a 2-2 tie. Adam can keep Mark. Like that also works. Right. So, you know, there are other options here that we can talk about. But either way, they discuss that they need Kira's vote. That's really important, that they need to make sure that Kira will vote with them no matter what they do, especially if Dane goes up on the block, because Adam needs to explain why he would end up keeping Dane if Kira voted Dane out. And so they need to have Kira's vote to keep Dane if Dane goes on the block. And even if Dane doesn't go on the block, they need Kira's vote to keep Mark. So they start talking about how they can ensure that they have Kira's vote. And Dane says, why don't we just grab Kira and say, hey, let's do Final Five. And as they start discussing, like, well, maybe let's think about it, Kira pops their head into the HOH room, and Adam's just like, hey, Kira. And they bring Kira in. Kira sits down with the four pretty boys, and Anthony says, all right. First of all, you look amazing. Kira's like, okay. Thank you. And he says, okay, what do you think about top five? Kira looks around the room at each one of the four, I believe, like counting how many people in the room here, looks around. Deal. F yeah. Yeah. I'm on board. And they're like, really? Really? You serious? Like, yes. Yes. I'm all about this. Let's do it. And so just like that, the pretty boys have a final five with Kira. And right away, they start talking about, all right, what's the plan then? What are we going to do? Kira starts talking about how Dane can manage to get Esty out of the house and retain her jury vote. And so that's when they bring up the plan of, well, potentially we could put Dane on the block. Kira says, of course, I would be a vote to keep Dane. Don't worry about it. I would also be a vote to keep Mark if Mark went on the block. And so there you go. They're all working together, Kira and the pretty boys. And so they bring their hands in together. Top five. And we're going to get Damien out next week. Damien walks into the HOH room, as he always does as soon as people start talking about him. And then they quickly break up their final five thing. They scatter. Mark runs to the bathroom. Dane runs also into the bathroom. And they hide in there. And they're just like, yo, Damien, what's up? Um, Damien actually noticed that that Mark was in the HOH bathroom, which he thought was very strange because he had just heard Mark talking, and then all of a sudden he was in the bathroom, and then he comes out. It's very strange. And then later, after everyone else has left the HOH room, Dane like pokes his head out of the bathroom, sneaks out. It's pretty funny. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. But there you go. A final five with Kira and the Pretty Boys. Kira seems on board with the idea that, okay, obviously Adam is HOH. Mark, Damien and Esty are on the block, but Damien just won the veto. Damien's going to take himself down, and either Mark or Dane are going to replace him. Kira is a vote to keep Mark or Dane, regardless of which one goes on the block, to evict Esty this week. And so that will leave the final six being the four Pretty Boys, Damien and Kira, which, by the way, would mean that at final seven, the final woman is evicted from the house. I'm pretty sure that's never happened before. Obviously, it is not quite all guys yet, but all of the women will be gone. And people, you know, will not be happy about it, I imagine. People don't like that very much. But there you go. Esty, the final woman left in the house, likely going to be the person evicted this week. And that's really what we're coming down to here at the final six. However, Damien is the target heading into next week, even for Kira at the moment. Dane is going to quickly talk with Mark and say, hey, look, I need to make a final three with Kira. With Kira and Adam, we need to make a final three. That makes the most sense for us. Because Kira will feel uncomfortable if they like, obviously if you're Kira and you have a final five with these four guys, and you have no individual deals beyond that, then you're not going to feel that comfortable. You're going to want to have other options. So he says, look, I need to make this final three with Kira and Adam. And that way Kira will feel comfortable moving into the final five with all of us thinking that they have an advantage. Hey Mark, you should go tell Anthony about this. And just so everyone knows, you know, not going behind anyone's back. It's just to make them feel comfortable. And obviously, this is great for Dane, because if Kira happens to win at the final five, then Dane's going to be okay. So there you go. So Mark is okay with that, because Mark feels like he just had a big victory as well. He goes to Anthony and says, do you believe I just did that? I just looked Dane in the face and I convinced him that he should go up on the block, and it happened. Dane is going to go up and not me. This is amazing. I'm basically Anthony right now. Right, Anthony? And Anthony's like, yeah, you did a good job. You did a good job, Mark. You talked him right on that block. And Mark is like, oh man, with Dane going up on the block, we could have voted him out. Probably too late now. Now Kira's on board. Kira's not going to vote Dane out. That would mean the votes aren't there. Adam would keep Dane. Anthony says, I mean, probably not too late. I mean, we could probably still make it happen. It'd be risky though. So we're not. Again, nothing serious. We're not really going to do it, but maybe we could if we wanted to. We don't want to, but we could if we did. So it's being talked about, still being talked about. Kira is going to go to Dane and talk about the plan. Kira says, Dane, this is dumb. You shouldn't be going up. It doesn't make any sense for Adam to do this. And Dane is like, yeah, I agree. I shouldn't go up on the block. Thank you for explaining it to me. Because if Dane goes up, Esty will know something is up. Esty will start campaigning and going crazy. Damien will start, you know, going crazy. It won't make sense for anything. It makes a lot more sense for Adam to just stick to the plan, put Mark on the block. It keeps Esty in the dark, and Dane can just vote Esty to stay, and Kira can vote for Esty to leave. It will be a 2-2 tie, and Adam can evict Esty. So it just makes more sense that way. That's how they feel about it. And they grab Adam. Adam agrees. He says, yeah, I completely agree. Mark should be going on the block. And so the only thing Mark needs to be worried about, the only thing Mark is going to be worried about is, Kira, if you flip your vote at the last second, knowing that Dane is going to vote to keep Esty, you could flip your vote, also keep Esty, and then boom, just like that, Mark is gone. And Kira says, I won't do that. I would not do that. I can talk to them and convince them and let them reassure them that I'm not going to vote Mark out of the house. And so they say, okay, that's good. That's good. So Dane says, you know what? I feel really good about this. I feel really good about us three here. I feel like we should go to top three together. What do you guys think? Us three against them, those two in the final five. I feel good about that. Kira's like, yeah, I feel good about that too. And they agree. They're like, all right, top three, us three. Dane, Adam, Kira. Against Anthony and Mark in the final five. Let's do it. And just like that, another alliance is made. Kira, Adam, and Dane. Kira's going to go to Mark and Anthony and try to explain to them that they don't think it makes sense that for Dane to go up. It makes more sense if Mark goes up. It just makes more sense there. Mark disagrees. He said, no, we can make it make sense. And we can make it make sense. Kira says, okay. I mean, if that's how you feel, either way is fine. I think it does make more sense for you to go on the block, but you know, all right, that's fine. Anthony is going to talk to Kira after that, and they have a lengthy conversation where Anthony does his Anthony thing, as he is wont to do. And he basically tries to take credit for Kira being included in all of this. Like, why do you think this happened? Who do you think has the power to make this happen, Kira? I've always had your back. I've always been on your side. You know, who's closest to Mark? Me. Who does Mark want to keep around? You. Why do you think that is? Because I've got your back, Kira, and you shouldn't have ever doubted me. And Kira's like, oh my God, Anthony, I'm so sorry. I should never have doubted you. I'm so sorry for doubting you. I thought you were running information to Dane and all of this stuff. And, you know, I really shouldn't have believed that. And I should never have doubted you, Anthony. I saw a lot of people like very upset about this conversation that like, oh, Anthony's, he's got Kira back in his manipulation fold of manipulation. I think this was Kira playing Anthony. They've talked so many times about how they know Anthony is manipulative and that they need to just play into it. I don't think Kira actually feels like Anthony truly, truly had their back. I think that they are just playing into this for now. It's not like they opened up and were like, well, hey, Anthony, I know you really do have my back, so I need to tell you about this final three that Dane just proposed to me. No. Kira is all about Adam, then they're about Dane, and then Anthony is out there. You know, they can play into Anthony all they want. They're going to do that, but they're not going to betray Dane or Adam for Anthony at the moment. Now, give Anthony some more time. You never know. But for now, I do believe that they are just kind of playing into this conversation. So that's something that Anthony needs to watch out for if he feels like, if he ever does approach Kira with a plan. Say, for instance, Dane did eventually go up and Anthony came to Kira with the plan of, hey, what if we take out Dane? I believe Kira would run that back to Adam and Dane, and that would not be a good look for Anthony. But it's not looking like Dane is going to go up on the block because... he's going to have another conversation with Kira and Adam where Kira lets them know that they talked to Mark and Anthony, and Mark still doesn't want to go up on the block. They go over again. Hey, it makes more sense. It makes more sense for Mark to go up on the block. Mark is just scared. Stupid Mark. Always being scared and stuff. And Adam says, you know, Mark is going up. Mark is going up. That's the end of it. That, I'm putting Mark on the block. It's not going to be Dane. It just doesn't make sense. And so it's mostly decided here at this point for Adam that he wants Mark on the block. It's not going to be Dane. This whole plan to put Dane up on the block just doesn't work for Adam. And so Mark is the choice here. Dane is going to have a conversation with Damien where he tries to reinforce that bond. Says he's really glad Damien won. He really needs him in the game, and he knows Damien needs him as well. So he's trying to cover his bases there with Damien. Because now they're starting to get a little bit worried about Damien. They are. They're starting to feel like, whoa, he did win a competition. What if he wins the next one? What if he wins HOH next week? That would be disastrous. So Dane is the one that is probably the safest of the pretty boys if Damien wins that, and he is going to make sure that stays the case. Adam is going to talk to Kira in the pantry here, and he says, hey, were you expecting this today? Kira's like, no. When I popped my head into that HOH room, I thought you guys were making a final four without me. But then you called me in. And now I'm a part of it. I'm so glad to finally be a part of this. And Adam's like, yes. And I do think that Adam is genuinely happy for Kira. This is what Adam's always wanted. He's wanted his allies to be included into the pretty boy fold. But this celebration for Kira, I do believe, will be short-lived. Because Kira having the final five with the pretty boys does mean that Kira will be given the Britney speech at the final four, if nothing changes here. And, you know, I don't think they're going to feel as happy about being included as they were yesterday at that point. But for now, they're happy, and Adam is happy for them. They agree Damien has to go next week. He's the next target, for sure. And Kira says... And here's one of the reasons why I think Kira is happy with this, for now at the very least. They say, Adam, you are setting yourself up so well. I am so proud of you. Kira has been playing for second place for a long time, like knowingly playing for second place, knowing that that they can't win unless they start winning competitions. I do believe that they would go for a win if they had that option, but knowing that they haven't won any competitions, knowing that that they haven't really done anything socially, they've been left out of the loop, they've not had much influence. Any times they've tried to make a move, those moves have backfired in their face. They understand that they are probably playing for second place, and they want Adam to win. They really do. They a lot of their moves have to do with avenging Sam, or you know, helping Adam, and in some cases helping Dane, because Dane is the other person that they feel helped Sam the most. Now, we know that's a massive misunderstanding of what happened, but it's how they feel. And so they're talking to Adam. You're like, I'm so proud of you, Adam. Like, this is looking so good for you. Final three with Dane, final four, final five with these other guys. You're looking good next week. We just have to make sure that Damien goes home. There you go. And you know, I also have to give a little bit of kudos to Mark here for his work earlier in the day, for not only, coming up with this plan, but like, he recognized that the way to Kira's heart, so to speak, was to talk about Adam and protecting Adam. He knew that by talking about what's best for Adam, that was going to get Kira on board with keeping him. And it actually worked, and Kira was on board. So that really is, I believe, Kira's motivation in the game at the moment. So that's what's happening there. Kira asks Adam about the final three with Dane. They were like, you know, I feel good about this with Dane. I couldn't tell, you know, you had a face. So I'm not sure how you feel about it. It's, you know, it's up to you what you want to do with this, Adam. And Adam's like, no, I feel good with it. I feel good. It's like, all right. And I'm sure at this point that Kira I think that they do believe in this final three. And I think that they are hoping that in this final three, it'll be Adam versus Dane for who to take Kira to the final two. Kira gets second place. And then one of Kira's two favorite people in the house, Adam or Dane, will end up winning. And that's great for Kira all the way around. And so I do believe that despite the fact that they have already had an inkling that the guys are working together and that they do want Dane or Adam to win, they will be upset at the final five when it's broken to them that the guys are all working together. I believe their initial response will be to Adam and Dane, guys, this is dumb for you. You shouldn't be taking them. You should be taking me. So we'll see how that goes. But that's the plan there. That's how Kira feels about it. Kira leaves the pantry and Adam starts talking to the cameras. And Adam says, final two with Dane. Final three with Dane and Kira. Final five with Dane, Kira, Anthony, Mark. Final four with Dane, Anthony, and Mark. Now I just need to make a final three with Dane and Damien. There you go. He's feeling good. And I think he kind of should. And I think that this proposed plan never actually happens quite yet, but this proposed plan to take to make a final three with Dane and Damien is very, very smart for Adam. And I do think it's likely. It could definitely happen here. And Adam is completely correct. If he makes this final three with Damien and Dane, he's using his connection to Dane to make this final three with Damien. If Damien, on the off chance that he does win that HOH, having a final three with him would be great. He'll have Mark and Anthony as targets in the house that Damien can go after. And Adam would be covered on all angles because as we've seen, Dane and Anthony would rather strike at Dane before Adam at the moment. So if they win and they decide to target the pretty boys, it would be Dane in trouble more than Adam. If Damien wins, he would go after Mark and Anthony before Adam. If Kira wins, obviously Adam is safe. If Dane wins, Adam should still be safe as well. So Adam would be completely covered even more than Dane at that point. So we'll see how that goes here moving forward. Damien has no reason to reject this offer in the same way that Kira has no reason to reject these offers because Damien has nothing else. That's why it's important. I think that over the next few days, Damien is going to be a very, very important piece on the game board because Anthony and Mark, Anthony has been trying to work on Damien. Dane already has Damien. Dane's been working on Damien. And so it's going to be a race to who can lock up Damien in terms of like if he wins the HOH next week. And I do believe that Adam has a leg up because he is closer to Dane and he can make that final three with Dane. He already did one with Kira. So he needs to hurry up though and do it because you can't give Anthony time. Anthony might think of this as well and he might try and give Damien some kind of offer also. So that's something that's interesting to track here moving forward. We finally get at the end of the day here, a conversation between Adam, Dane and Anthony, where they go to pitch the idea that, you know what, thinking about it, it makes more sense for Mark to go on the block. It just makes more sense. It will require less lying. It's easier. It makes more sense. This is what we should do. Anthony, he kind of fights against it. He says, no, I think that we can make the other thing work. But hey, you know, if you don't feel comfortable putting Dane up, you know, you can just say that and that's fine. And so Adam says, okay, I don't feel comfortable putting Dane up. And Anthony says, all right. Well, we'll go talk to Mark about it. We'll figure it out. So there it is. Adam says, I want Mark on the block. That's how I want this to happen. And it does seem like that is what's going to happen. Now, obviously, we just talked about all of like the current setup. So like I said, the end game is really starting to piece together here where it's looking like Mark will go on the block and Mark will be safe. He will be, it will be Dane and Damien voting to evict Mark, and Kira and Anthony voting to evict Esty. Adam will break the tie and keep Mark. Going into the final six, it will be everyone against Damien. If Damien ends up winning, it will be a race to who can they get Damien to target. Will it be Adam or will it be Mark? And so that's why it's important for Adam to go to Damien and make that final three. And it's good that he's thinking of it. Then final five with Kira, they're going to explain the pretty boys and then move down to the final four. Likely throughout all of this, you do have the potential for Mark and Anthony to try to take their shot at Dane before the final four. Definitely a possibility here, especially if Mark wins one of these HOHs. That's something to watch out for. But you know what? It's not quite the end of this week yet. If Mark goes on the block, this is a precarious situation, and Kira does hold his fate in their hands. If Kira just decides, as they say, to flip their vote at the last second, Mark could absolutely go home. And so it's something to watch out for. Kira is all about this plan right now, but there are a lot of days left until Thursday. And if Mark is sitting on that block and Mark does something stupid, or Kira starts thinking about it and decides, you know what, it actually makes a lot more sense for me to take out one of these guys, especially if I think they might be working together. You know, I have nothing to lose. I could absolutely see that happening. I think the biggest obstacle there is that they do want Adam to succeed and they do respect Adam's game. So if Adam is very much against it, they will likely not want to do anything about this. But we have seen that if Kira thinks Adam is being stupid, Kira is willing to go around him and do something on their own. That's what Kira's modus operandi has been all season long. The problem is that Kira right now respects Adam's game and thinks that he's doing something very smart. And so if something happens to change that perspective, I could see something change with their vote. But for right now, I don't see that happening. But again, something to think about. Again, there are a lot of days left until Thursday, so it's something to watch out for. So that's what I've got for you from yesterday. Lots of like actual information here to talk through. Lots of setup happening for the end game. So maybe not the most fun update in the world in terms of the entertainment, but in terms of the strategy and the gameplay and the setup, it's a very interesting day and a very interesting update for me. So I hope you guys are enjoying it. Let me know if you have any questions. We can maybe answer a couple of quick ones before I wrap this one up. Very excited to be back home for tomorrow's update, where we can be back to normal, have some more fun. I'm seeing concerns about Anthony's end game, which I do agree. Like I said, I think that Anthony lost a lot of progress last week with what happened to Corey and how he handled that. Anthony's end game, even if they do make it down to the final four with the pretty boys, it's not looking great. He's again relying on Mark to win and take him. I don't think anybody else would, and I honestly have doubts that even Mark would. So he's got to worry about that. If he does manage to get Mark to take a shot at Dane earlier, then he might have something going. With, you know, if say Damien stays in the game and Dane leaves, then maybe Mark can talk Damien into working with him. But if Damien takes him, I think Anthony might lose to Damien. That's definitely a possibility. So he's got to watch out for that. He could maybe work on, you know, Kira if Dane leaves, but Adam will still be there. It's a lot of, you know, it's a tricky, tricky road here for Anthony to get to the end, unless he just comes out and wins one of these competitions and wins his way there, which doesn't seem particularly likely, but you can never quite count it out. But yeah, Anthony has a tough road to the end. It's what we've been saying for a long time. We expected that he would do something to change it, and nothing has really been done to change it yet. So it'll be interesting to see what he does moving forward, but I have a feeling he's just going to kind of peter out there at the end. May asks, if Damien won HOH next week, doesn't he realize that Dane and Adam are the only threats left in the house competition-wise? That's the thing, though. you can't get there on your own. You know, Damian could just take a shot at Adam or Dane, but that doesn't benefit Damian. That benefits Anthony and Mark. Damian is the one who's going to be unable to win a competition. It doesn't matter to Damian if competition threats are left in the house, if Damian can't even compete in the next competition, right? So it does make sense if Mark or if Adam and Dane approach Damian with a final three alliance that, you know, I have nothing else. I might as well align with the people who probably will win that competition, and hopefully they keep me safe. You know, I do see Damian accepting that offer and being totally on board with it. Obviously, if Mark or Anthony approached him with a final three, that might be a more appealing offer, especially if he can get one of Dane or Adam out of the house. Then he has to hope that the one remaining doesn't win the HOH. But even then, it's still kind of likely that they might. But I do think that would be a better road to take if Mark and Anthony think of making that move in the way that Adam thought of it. Again, Adam thinking of this was very surprising to me. And, you know, I've always been higher on Adam than a lot of people, but his strategic maneuvering has always been the thing that I think has held him back a little bit. But this is definitely a very smart move and something that that Anthony and Mark haven't quite thought of yet. So again, I'm very interested to see how that plays out over the course of the week, because it'll be very important heading into next week, especially if Damian ends up winning that HOH. So there you go. Has Esty approached Kira? Esty did have a conversation with Kira talking about how hard it is to be the only woman left in the house of all these guys. She talked about like how, you know, Kira, you keep me sane in here. I don't know what I would do without you in this house. But Kira remains unfazed by this. Kira will still be voting Esty out of the house. We'll see if Esty tries to campaign some more, but part of the reasoning for putting Mark on the block is that Esty will feel very safe that Mark has been the target all along, and that Mark should be the one to be sent home here. So I don't think Esty's going to fight too hard, because I think she's going to feel very comfortable and might be a little bit surprised about where the votes fall and how Anthony or how Adam breaks the tie. So don't expect a whole lot of campaigning there from Esty. And you know, honestly, even if she did, there's not a whole lot that she can do. Although, again, you do have that that whole Kira situation that Kira might come and figure something out. So there you go. May asks, will the Pretty Boys be bitter if somebody took Kira to the final two? I think Anthony will be bitter No matter what. I think Mark, under Anthony's influence, might be bitter. I don't think Dane or Adam would be bitter as jurors. I think that they would vote for the Pretty Boy over... they'd like Kira, or Adam likes Kira at the very least, but I think that Kira would lose to a Pretty Boy, except for Mark. I think that Kira might be able to beat Mark, just because everybody else hates Mark. But yes, I will be back tonight. Tune in after the episode, and we are going to recap the episode. There was talk of a guest, but no guest as far as I'm aware. I believe that we have been canceled on, so no guest tonight, unfortunately. But we will be talking about the episode and hanging out and having fun. And then tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, I will be back to update you on everything happening today on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And then tomorrow night, we will have our roundtable, and we'll update the stock watch, talk about the week and everything, and jury votes, and what's looking like for the future. So tune in for all of that, and thank you very much for joining me all across this week. As I've been on the road, you guys have been great. I still look forward to talking with you guys every single morning. So thank you so much, and I will see you next time.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.